Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 28.
I can't believe it's 28. I know. I say it every time. Well, I don't say I can't believe it's 28 every time, but you know what I mean.
You say whatever the number is, you can't believe it's
the number. That's true. But hey, I'm sitting here with you. I have my Hawaii shirt on for tonight. We don't have anything else going on. I have almost bare feet. They're not quite, but they're close. And we're ready for the podcast.
I'm glad you're dressed for the podcast in a comfy manner.
I'm relaxed.
You're relaxed. Okay. Well, that's good. Good to be relaxed for the podcast. So anyway, we have been sharing with you over the last few weeks some studies that we've found about marriage and relationships, and I was doing some other research to see what our topic would be for this podcast, and I just happened to come across an article in my natural everyday reading. So one of the things that we keep in our house to read that we really enjoy is Guideposts Magazine. That's been a staple in our house for a long time.
And
there was an article in this is the August, September 2023 issue, called Begin Again. And it was about a couple who had to learn how to be married again when they became empty nesters. They their kids all grew up, left the house, moved out. They ended up moving and the husband had some health challenges, but they had to build their relationship all over again. And that actually, when I was reading this, it reminded me of when you were on the road for 10 years with your job, and basically you were gone all week, sometimes 2 weeks at a time. And some of the places that you were 5 and 6 hour drives. So you wouldn't get home till Saturday morning, and then you'd turn around and leave
Sunday night.
And so you'd be home for less than 48 hours, and you'd come home and you'd take care of repairs or things that needed to be done in the house that I couldn't do by myself. And basically, we didn't see each other. In fact, at one time, it was wearing on you pretty hard, and you said you felt like you just visited. You didn't live in our house. You just visited there on weekends. And so when that part of Wayne's job ended and he was home every night, it was interesting to get used to being together again. I know we touched on this in another episode at one time.
Yeah, because you weren't home, because you would...
Yeah, that's what I think we talked about that in that episode about that, because to keep busy, I had like joined a bunch of advisory boards and things, and I had all these meetings, and I switched jobs. I started a different job. And so,
and you're a night owl, so you did a lot of stuff at night.
Yeah. Well, and my job involved a lot of evening hours and things. And it was funny because, like, you would call me and say, "Are you ever coming home?" And it took some time. There were lots of times when I wanted to look at Wayne. In fact, sometimes I did look at Wayne and say, "Isn't there somewhere you need to go? Like, leave the house, like, now for a while, maybe a day, maybe a week?" Because we had developed almost separate lives.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we see this in a lot of couples. We only had one child, so it's a little different when you have one. But when you have more than one, our daughter has twins, and even just trying to keep up with their activities, and our daughter and son-in-law are very good about limiting how much the boys can do, and that you know, they have to pick one thing and stay with it. Hopefully they pick the same thing or something in the same location. But we watch some of these young couples that are And we watched our friends over the years who had 2, 3, 4, 5 kids running around
all different directions,
and yeah, all different school things and everything else. And so for some couples, the wife makes the mothering, as important as it is, but makes that her mission and ends up neglecting her husband. I don't think it happens on purpose. I don't think it ever starts out to happen that way. Just sometimes that happens. And I mean, it even happens at our house when the grandchildren come over. It's not as bad as it used to be when they were little. What you would say, like I was deaf to you when they were over here.
Yeah, because I'd be talking to you and you'd be paying attention to me, and all of a sudden one of the boys would come up and start talking to you, and that switch of listening to husband just shut right off. And
yeah, because, well, Nana Duty was more Nana important. Duty,
oh my gosh, yeah. It's like, so I just stopped talking to you when the boys were here talking, because it didn't do any good. You had no idea what I said.
So we know of couples that when their children left home, as they started to leave home for college and or to start their own lives, and then when the last one left, that they discovered that they really didn't have a lot in common anymore. And that was what this couple had discovered in here, in this, talked about in this article. And so it was, they had some limited resources and were trying to do things inexpensively. And so they had to come up with ideas for how to do date nights. And they started doing date nights. We talked about the daily date, about talking to each other every day, making the point to at least have a conversation, a 15-minute minimum conversation with each other during the day. But
and no fubbing.
No fubbing, yes, no fubbing. No fubbing, no looking at your phone while you're talking to your spouse. But they put an article in here to accompany the story about the empty nester couple, about 8 date night ideas for married couples. And it was, these are all things that are low cost or no cost. And it starts out, it says, there's 2 things you shouldn't feel on a date: uninspired or worried you're breaking the bank. And then it talks about how you seem like you end up getting in routines, doing the same old, same old. So here are some ideas for date nights that will remind you both why you do life together, and they won't put a big dent in your budget either. So the first one is, be tourists in your own town.
I thought that was an interesting idea.
I thought that was a great idea, to explore the place that you call home, and act like you've never been there before. Like, treat it with fresh eyes and go around and look at something. You know, you can Google things about your area. And I know areas that we've lived in, I've been surprised sometimes that I didn't know about things that were in the town that, or that were available. And so you can, especially now with Google Maps, you can, you know, you can look up all kinds of things. You can just Google the town and look at for things that, you know, you can Google free stuff to do near me, you know, free activities near me, and
it could be just, you know, like free, you know, free things for couples or families or kids or whatever, and, you know, and narrow it down that way with different areas and stuff.
Yeah. You can go to any rest stop, at least in Pennsylvania you can. I don't know if this is all over the place, but you can go to any rest stop or visitor center for a place if you live near one, and pick up they usually have booklets that have events and happenings and things that are in the area. They're meant for tourists, but you may be surprised to find there's some things there that you don't know about, and a lot of them are free or very low cost. And so that would be a fun thing to do, to explore the area where you live. I know one year for our anniversary, we didn't have any money, and we took the day off. We took vacation days from work because our anniversary is in September, and it was during the week. It was a beautiful sunny day. Well, in the area where we lived, there are a lot of covered bridges. And so they actually have a covered bridge festival in October every year. And they have self-guided tours of the covered bridges. So we picked up one of the free self-guided tour maps of the covered bridges, and we packed a picnic. I think we packed a picnic
we
lunch.
We packed a picnic lunch.
And we stopped and got some ice cream along the way. But we just had a really fun day following the trail, looking at all the covered bridges, taking pictures, and just enjoying the beautiful weather and the fall foliage. And we live in a place where the leaves turn. So it was just, that was one of our best anniversaries I think we've ever had. So, this one is questionable, but I think for some people it could be a good thing, but I don't know. So the suggestion is DIY together. When you tackle a paint job, a repair, or an art project as a twosome, you'll get to draw on each other's strengths, learn from each other, and share in the satisfaction of a job well done. I don't know. DIY home repair is about the only time where Wayne and I ever consider the divorce word. We don't do home improvement well together.
No. Well, your idea and my ideas are not always the same, and the outcome we look for might be the same, but getting there is not always the same.
No, and that doesn't help. You're self-admittedly not high up on the handyman scale.
Not at all.
So, I mean, if you're a couple where either the husband or the wife are, you know, No Demo Reno or one of those shows, and you guys have the skills and the talent and the tools to do DIY together and do it well, and you enjoy doing it together, plan a project, you know, do something that you can work on together. But if that's not your skill now, one of the things they suggested was an art project. And I know that you can go to these paint and sip places or I can't think of some of the different names, but you go and you bring your own wine or drink or, BYOB and you paint some kind of a canvas together that you either paint on the same canvas together or you paint two canvases that match up together. A couple did. It was really cool. One canvas had half of a heart and a bird facing to the right, and the other canvas that the other spouse painted had the other half of the heart and a bird pointing to the left. And when you put them together, the birds were kissing, and it was really cute. So you could probably think of some kind of project together. If there's a hobby that you enjoy doing together, then make a point to take time, set up an appointment with each other, a date to do a project together. Okay. Let's see.
Return to a sentimental spot.
Yeah.
Maybe you had your first kiss in front of the dry cleaner. That's an interesting place to have a first kiss. Maybe you met on the roller rink. Maybe your first I love you was on the subway. Think about the special spots you share. Go back to them and make new memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So you can go back to those spots. Maybe where you had your first date. Maybe. I'm trying to think where we would go back. We live 2 hours away from where we were, where we met and were dating and got married.
Our first date was at a Pizza Hut. We could go to a Pizza Hut.
Well, that's true.
But since we eat gluten-free and Pizza Hut typically doesn't have gluten-free food,
that's not going to work too well.
That's not going to work real well. Hmm. Yeah.
But this might be this.
I could see where it would work.
Yeah, I think this would be a good idea.
We could go to a pizza shop. We found different pizza shops that have really good pizza.
That's true.
Who I found? Remember that one I was at the other year? I brought pizza home. That seafood something.
Oh, that was really good. It was pizza, gluten free pizza, and it was really good gluten free pizza crust. And it had scallops and shrimp, and it was a white pizza, garlic.
Crab meat.
Oh, my word.
I'm trying to think what else was on there. Oh, man. Ooh.
First, I thought it sounded gross. I was like, I mean, I love seafood, and I like pizza. But I thought seafood on pizza sounded really gross. It was out of this world. It was so good. Oh, my word.
I feel a road trip coming on.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Well, and I was thinking, if we lived closer... But when we go to visit your mother, we're up in that area, that spot that you took me to, that scenic view up in the
rocks.
Up in the rocks,
scenic overlook.
There's a scenic overlook up near where his family's from, and he took me there on one of our first dates together. So that's free because you just drive there.
Yeah, that's free.
There's a parking lot. You park it, and he go look at the overlook. So, yeah, okay. Well, we can do that. Okay, number four is visit a new-to-you park. Nature renews the spirit. Feeling connected with animals, trees, rivers, and skies around you will remind you that everything is connected, especially you and your spouse. And I think these days, boy, if you enjoy walking, almost everywhere you go, you're close to some kind of a park or hiking recreation area that has some kind of a trail. There's all these rails to trails, just places where you can go take a walk together. So that would be, or even if you like to bike, I know a lot of places have bike trails that you can do. Our daughter takes the boys on one of those. Well, and Dave goes too. Her husband goes sometimes too. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, this is a good one for us.
Make a special meal. A cozy night in can be the. Oh, I'm in the shadow here.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm making it difficult for him to read. Mm-hmm.
Choose a meal that will be a sensory delight and take your time preparing it together. Bonus points if you put on some music so you can dance while you cook.
Oh.
I don't know the dance while you cook
part. That might be dangerous.
At least for me, yeah, because first of all, I can't dance.
Wayne doesn't dance well, but it's okay.
I don't have a lot of rhythm. Okay, I don't have any. At least when it comes to that.
No. So, but it's all good. You have many other good qualities, so I'll put up with you not being a good dancer, but that's okay. So, but we do like to do that. We like to cook together, yeah. And even sometimes... Wayne's a very good cook. I'm a blessed woman in that he cooks. But lots of times I'll just do the side stuff. Like if we're having a salad, I'll put the salad together while he's finishing doing the cooking.
I don't like putting salads together.
No, you don't. So I'll do that, or I'll just get other things around that are needed, garnishes or things for the meal, or I'll... Oh, he makes me shrimp and grits. I love shrimp and grits, and Wayne makes the best shrimp and grits. But I'll make the grits while he's taking care of the shrimp and doing all that. So... Yeah, that's a fun one. So here, number six is have a photo session with your cell phone camera and a selfie stick or tripod. You can make beautiful photographs to frame and hang in your home as a celebration of your love. Visit a place that's meaningful to you, cuddling close, and capture the moment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we're all good with that. That's fun. Here's number seven.
Play a game, any game, mini golf, chess, a stone skipping contest, trivia night. You name it. Pick an activity that's just plain fun and puts you in friendly competition with your significant other. When you play together, you both win. Mm. Which we do that a lot, although I'm not really competitive. I like to play. I don't care if I win or not.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, like to win.
I like to win. I'm very competitive. We have a good time, but it's almost not as fun because you're not competitive.
You could get more competitive,
get a little more cutthroat. But
I mean, I can, but...
No, we do that. We like to play cards at night. It's not a specific date night, but it's a way for us to unwind. At the night, there's a card game we particularly like called Five Crowns, and we like to play that. But we like to go play mini golf. We've done that before. And we've done stone skipping contests.
Yeah. I know different people that we know disc golf.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've never done that, but we know different people that do or have. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. And so then the last, number eight, is gaze at the stars. Take in the awe-inspiring vastness of a sparkly night sky is a wonderful way to spend an evening with your spouse. What will you see when you look up and then look back into each other's eyes? Ooh. You might come away with a renewed sense of gratitude that you share your corner of the universe with your partner. And this list was compiled by Holly Leibowitz Rossi. And it's in the September-October issue of Guideposts on page 17. So if you want to look that up, you can. I know a lot of the libraries carry this. So, those are a lot of really inexpensive, free, mostly free ideas. I know that last one, the other night, we had a bad rainstorm, really bad rainstorm. But then the sun came out and I thought, oh, there has to be a rainbow somewhere. And I went out the front door and there was a double rainbow out there. And I yelled for Wayne to come out and look at it. We just stood there with our arms around each other's waist, just looking at the rainbow and talking about how cool it was and how God creates such neat things. And And so, and you like to do that. You'll look at a sunset with me, or we'll look at the stars, and that actually can be a really fun thing to do, to just be together and, you know, just talk and just and take in the scenery.
Mm-hmm. So, and just be together.
Yeah. So anyway, so we hope that you will try one of these ideas this week, and you can always email us at lovewiththelines@gmail.com and let us know how that worked out for you, or if you have any suggestions of free or inexpensive date nights that you particularly like, that would be great. We could share them with the listeners. So until next week, we pray that your marriage and relationship will be richly blessed.
Yep. God bless. Bye now.
Bye.